Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Why? I have no idea why it's bizarre. To me, it seems pretty normal. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And you know what? I don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one little Debbie. From the Little Debbie cakes. Like those little cakes? Ooh, yummy. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, folks. We also have personal revelations of my life's insanities. Christmas presents are a done. Praise the Lord. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use but probably won't. Why? Because we're cheap and...
I need about $350.
What if I don't have $350?
How about just $250?
I'll think about that. Maybe we can do $250. All right. Humor that will force you to think... Why? Why does KPRZ stoop to this level? What a great question that is. Also, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we have a daily double. Here's life question number one. What do you think of this one? Tell me, you got to think this through. This is for all those people that really think they need help on everything they need help with. If someone gets addicted to counseling, how do they get counseling for it? Uh-oh. And then this is an oldie but a goodie. Some of these I pull out because they're just too funny. Do Roman paramedics refer to IVs as fours? Do Roman paramedics refer to IVs as fours? Do you like that one? That's a good one, huh? Funny. Funny. I know. Funny. Yeah, I know funny. All right. We also have Bible trivia for cool yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show. Is that in honor of Ohio State not quite making it through? I'm just kind of curious.
Absolutely.
Is it? No, I'm not. We're not going to say anything because Ohio State Ron's birthday is today. What a birthday present he received on Saturday. Him and I have been talking all year long, talking about how the Michigan team was going to be a tough foe. Everybody overlooked the team from the East instead of the team from the North. Watch out for those East. Watch out for the East people. Anyway, also, we're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Man, are you listening to the wrong show? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it's loaded all show long.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you suffer from the chronic pain of osteoarthritis or neuropathy, call MedCare Specialty Clinics of Carlsbad. They're committed to reducing your pain. 760-585-9658. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. First segment brought to you by Ecola, Termite and Pest Control, and our very good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Which I think to date is the only person I do a live read for where we actually have sound effects built into the live read. That's kind of unique, isn't it? All right, so Sue's very own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms, due in part to chemicals in the home. So when she got involved, she was like, okay, got to do this mother-approved only method. So E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out. Good. Or the embarrassment of tenting. Now, I always bring this up when people get mad at me for this. But when you're doing a jumpy jump for your kid's birthday, we can tell when the jumpy jump's in the backyard. And we can tell when the jumpy jump's in the front yard. Usually there's a goofy attached to it, right? Or some kind of cow or something. But when you're tenting your house and it goes over the whole house and you're trying to convince us that you're doing a jumpy jump birthday party, we're not buying it. Got it? Okay. So here's the deal. $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control when you call E. coli Termite and Pest Control, 1-800-332-BUGS. 1-800-332-BUGS. Watch me hit the microphone again. Ouch. 1-800-332-BUGS. You can go to E. coli Termite, E-C-O-L-A Termite, ecolatermite.com. Keep in mind, ladies and germs, that Sue has her own show on KPRZ Saturdays at 4 p.m. Inspirational. Up. Somebody said, actually asked me the other day, this is true, Robo Paul. Somebody said, does she do 30 minutes on pest control? I said, nope. She's inspirational. She's uplifting. She's a ball of energy. Plus, she's passionate about helping people protect their biggest asset, which is their home. And so what's wrong? That's great. We need more people that are more passionate. She's the only person I know that's got more energy than I do. 800-332-BUGS. They just hit their 30-year anniversary special, so that's why they're doing the $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. We say, yay, Sue, yay! And if you get a hold of her this week, I think they have the red and green Tootsie Pops that they're offering. So just in case you're interested in that. You know, when people call up and ask for that at E-Cola, they're like, they go, what? Because I don't tell them I do that. I think that's funny. Anyhow, let's get back to the matters at hand. So I've got DDDs, and I've got all these different things to talk about, not the least of which is the weirdest, one of the weirdest stories you're ever going to hear. One of the strangest stories you're ever going to hear. Are you ready for strange? Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel that strange is where you need to be? Is this Monday a weird Monday? Is it just me? Or is this Monday just a weird Monday? Is it just Monday, or maybe I'm just feeling weird? Here's the first story we're going to start with, and we'll probably go from this to a little bit of, you know, a little bit of history to a little bit of DDDs. But listen to the opening story. You won't believe your ears. Are you ready for this? True story. Will now gazing at women... Will now gazing at women be labeled a hate crime? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me get through all the points. They're very important. Gazing at women in a manner which makes them feel uncomfortable, which is any gaze, any time they're not feeling comfortable with themselves, isn't it? Isn't that? Here's the first thing that we have to say about this. What happened to equal rights for women? What happened to that whole thing? Why isn't looking at a man a hate crime? Why is this just looking at a woman a hate crime? Where are all you equal opportunist women-y people? You feminists who are out there going, oh, it should be equal for everybody. Well, if looking at a woman, gazing at a woman is a hate crime, then why wouldn't gazing at a man be a hate crime? Where are you? Where are you people? Where are all you charlatans? Where did you go? Where are you? Most of you who are feminists like that, we know why you're feminists. We're guys. We know what's going on. Anyway, number two, here's the thing. Paul, I got bad news for you.
Lay it on me.
No more driving. No more driving for men. Men can't drive anymore. All men who have cars, take your keys, promptly walk to the toilet and throw them in the back of the toilet. Not in the actual fleshy part because that'll ruin your plumbing. Throw them in it. Why? Because it's impossible to drive on California freeways without seeing a woman. So the idea that you can't look at a woman, and what if she cuts you off? Can you look at her gazingly but madly? Like can't do that either. It's a hate crime. See, no more looking at women. That's it. It's a hate crime. And now, apparently, there's a whole new division in Jerry Brown's office called the Thought Police. And it's Walter Mitty's the apparently the chief. I don't know if you guys know who Walter Mitty is, his secret life. But anyway, it's his thought life, folks. Think about the joke. Anyway, here's the big thing. What if you're driving and you notice a woman and here's the big problem, and she's got one of those nose hanger thingies? What do you do? You don't look at it? Like, everybody looks. You're like, what? What is that? And you want to see. And that's not even the half of it. What's going to happen to the beauty industry? Why do women get their hair done? Why do they go and get their hair and makeup put on? Why do they do that if they don't want anybody looking? You know, the funniest thing in the world, let me just sidestep this. The funniest thing in the world are those kids that dress up like the goth kids or the super punk rockers, and they dress up and they're like, what are you looking at, man? And it's like, well, we're looking at you, moron, because you dress this way because you're trying to call attention to yourself. Obviously a scream because you've had a horrible childhood or have no self-identity. It's like, well, then why else would you dress that way? And then go in public transportation. Why else would you look like somebody who stuck their finger in an electric socket and your hair went up through the roof? Why would you do that? And you do it for attention. And people that do public demonstrations do it for attention. So they say, what are you looking at, man? I don't appreciate you looking at me. And then my response is, well, stay in the basement, dude. That's my response. But anyway, going back to the women. All right, so here's my thought on this, right? Gazing at women is a hate crime. For who? For who? So you see a beautiful woman and you can't go, wow, she's pretty. God forbid you should say, now what you're going to have to do is this. There's a woman walk by. Wow, she looks like, I don't know, a brick. Because that's the only thing that's not offensive anymore is like a brick. Or she looks like Brian K. Smith. Shoot me now. I mean, come on, folks. Do you think that gazing at a woman should be a hate crime? I think people that come up with these laws, this is what I think. Back to the dust with thee. I mean, they should take every one of them, put them on a raft, and send them to Cuba. What's the problem there? You know, or we could take one state that nobody likes. How about New York?
Ohio.
Okay, Ohio. Well, that's a good one. And then you take all these people who are nut jobs like this, and you ship them all off in a big airplane, helicopter, or whatever. In some cases, it'll be going over by roller skate. And you just let them all live there and make all their loony laws. You can't look at a woman because it's a hate crime. Now, wait, it is a sin to look at a woman lustfully and to commit adultery in your heart with her. That's a sin. We get that. This is called a hate crime for gazing at a woman. I guess every pageant in the whole world is off. And by the way, again, equal rights. You can't gaze at men. And oh, by the way, animal equal rights, because animals are now people too. You can't gaze at animals. You can't look at dolphins, and you can't look at chimpanzees, and you can't look at pelicans or anything like that, because they're human too, according to everybody else. And in fact, there's a whole dog lobby now where you can't look at dogs. And in addition, you can't look at the clouds. Apparently, the clouds now have a lobby. And so now you can't look at the clouds. You can't look at dogs. You can't look at people. And you can't look at buildings. And you can't look at government officials. And you can't look at the moon, because it also, too, is now filing a lawsuit. All I'm asking you from every one of you that can hear me is look at the road while you're driving. How about that? Then you won't smash into the back of me. How about that? That's good. Or be an insurance company that goes, it's not our fault. Oh, no, it's my fault. Somebody rammed me. I had a big magnet that says, ram me, please. I'm dumb. Dave, what kind of juice are you on today? I'm just electrified in the Holy Spirit. You like that? What kind of medicine are you on? I'm on goss pills. Leave me alone, folks. It's Monday. Is your Monday this exciting? No. How about this? If you gaze at a woman, you're committing a hate crime. Don't you just think it came out of MSNBC somehow? You just think that. I just think it somehow. That, or, you know, somewhere in some California office where some woman is just like so bored she had to come up with something. Looking at me as a hate crime. Well, apparently in some cases, maybe. I don't know. The bottom line is this. How stupid is this? This isn't just dumb. This is really dumb. Not just dumb.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
How dumb? How dumb? Show me.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
One more time, just for effect.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I'm doing everything with my eyes closed. It should be a pretty funny show from here on out. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, they've got a big military party coming up, don't you?
We do, Kevin. It's a very important event coming up on December 14th. And this is actually our 7th annual Christmas dinner for enlisted military and their families. And this is one of the ways that we give back to the community here at Monta Vista Village. Santa's going to be here for the kids, and parents get a very nice present themselves. So we do have to raise, however, $10,000 for this event. And the residents have raised $5,000 so far. So we're still a few thousand dollars short of our goal right now. So if any of the listeners would like to help us reach our goal, we would really appreciate the assistance. And this is a tax-deductible donation. Also, if there are any military families, E5 and below, who would like to attend, we'd love to have you. Reservations begin December 2nd. You can give us a call at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus. And he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800, or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
You've got relatives coming to your house for the holidays, and you still have last year's stains on your carpet? How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. Zero Res, by the way, uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green you can drink it. What? Our patented alkaline water cleans better. No one, but no one else has it. Nothing but the best for your family. You've got so much to do for the holidays. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and a free hallway with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com for the $99 special.
Hurry into Toyota Carlsbad for huge savings during the 30-year celebration of Toyotathon. They're saying thanks a million with incredibly low prices on Camry, Corolla, Prius, Tundra, and more. Details at toyotacarlsbad.com or visit Toyota Carlsbad in Car Country Carlsbad.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Hey, RoboPaul, is it time to play that special song we pulled together? Is it almost that time to play that song?
New Hot Wheels, only from Mattel. California custom-style cars with power bulges, torsion bar suspensions, chrome engines, red stripe racing slicks. New Hot Wheels. There's more. Collect them by themselves.
That's for our very own robo-producer who's coming into the studio to take over for RoboPaul. His new nickname now, Wheels. Why? Because he didn't have a vehicle for quite some time. Now robo-producer has a car again, so we're calling him Wheels. That's why we did Hot Wheels. He's just shaking his head like, what did I do to deserve this? Nothing yet. But the day is young. All right, folks, let's not forget all the good things that are going on. Toys for Joy. Now, listen, folks. 5,300. Now, that's got to be a little less by now. But 5,300 toys short. Let's get this changed. This is a no-good scenario. Not liking this scenario. First of all, just so you can know, Saturday, December 14th at Lincoln High School is the big event. If you want to volunteer, if you want to give, if you want to give some clothing, if you want to partner in some capacity, you need to do one of two things. Mainly, you need to go to KPRZ.com, okay? Go to KPRZ.com and get the information on what's going on Toys for Joy. It's an opportunity. The Rock Church helps sponsor it, but it's all these other churches working together with them in order to reach out to the people in San Diego and the kids in San Diego. It's probably about 2,500 volunteers, which is huge, right? And we want people to participate. We want people to be involved. So much so, KPRZ is doing a business benefactor opportunity, which means that if you donate $1,000 to Toys for Joy as a business, if you donate $1,000, we will create 20 60-second commercials that will be fully produced for you free, and they will run for you as a response and reward for helping participate and partner. Toys for Joy, the information is on KPRZ, the website, plus the $1,000 business benefactor, plus this event is this Saturday, which you can volunteer, you can give, you can be a partner for. We want people to participate, not just a worthwhile cause, but a great opportunity for outreach for the community. And this is not, oh, it's a church building idea. No, it's not. They've been doing this for 17 years just to reach out and give people the blessing of the whole process. And if you remember on our show, I think it was like the 22nd, we had Debbie Smith on and Margaret Diggs. And Margaret is Miles' sister. And the whole point of this is to reach out to the community and say, you know what? In spite of everything you hear, in spite of all the rubbish and all the garbage, in spite of all that, you know what? We love you. And we want you to know that the Lord loves you too. How solid is that? That's solid, excellent, great stuff. Okay. Cool. Hey, Robo, how are you, sir? How was your weekend this weekend? Now that you have wheels, do you are you back into the flow? Are you alive? You're there. Okay. Well, as long as you're present, that's all. Because you don't want to be in the past.
No, if you're going to give me a new name, yeah, you have to call me by the new name. I guess my name is not Robo Producer for today. So
it's going to be Wheels
today.
Okay, Wheels. Do you like now? Did you like the Hot Wheels thing?
Because that was very cool.
I thought that was kind of nice. Kind of let you know we love you, right? You know, today's Ron's birthday. You know what he's not driving? Ohio State Wheels. Not happening.
They're not driving anywhere.
They're driving
except home.
They're driving to a bowl game, just not the one they were going for. A couple things to cover that we want to do. I probably got like 4 or 5 minutes. I think I'll do a DDDDDDD. No, I'm kidding.
That's a long devotion.
It starts in Genesis 1:1. I'll start my commentary there. No, I'm kidding. Genesis 1:1. We're going to go all the way to Revelation 22:21, commenting on every verse. And I hope you're sitting in traffic. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. I've got a couple of DDDs that are really great, but I'm going to do these shorter ones. And by the way, after this, a little later on, we're going to do the Bible Baloney Beatdown. So we got another Bible Baloney Beatdown. But here's the one I do want to start with, and this is one that I came across on the weekend. So this one will be called, well, it's not really called anything, but it's Luke chapter 22, verse 24 through 26. Luke chapter 22, 24 through 26. A challenging DDD, devotional diamond of the day, nonetheless. Just because I say it's Luke 22, 24, 26, hike. That does not mean it's less challenging. I want to point that out. But it's Luke 22, 24.
Are you going to go for the extra point?
Not if you're Michigan, apparently. Anyway, okay, here it is. Then a dispute also arose among them, referring to the disciples, about who should be considered the greatest. Hey, did you ever be in a, were you ever in a situation where an argument or a disagreement broke out between you and friends? I mean, this right? These are 12.
Me and friends or me and France?
Either one. Which would you like?
Friends, because I've never been to France.
Okay. Have you ever had that where you're like at a place and maybe you're all going out and you've had a meal and now you're trying to decide on a movie and you're saying like Wolverine, X-Men, and your friends are like going, you know, she loves him always or something? You ever have that experience?
Most of my guys would say X-Men or the Wolverine, but no, I've had it happen.
Okay. So you have those disputes. That's what happens with the disciples. They're regular people. And people treat them like they were robotic or something. Hey, robotic, go to Disney. Go on the It's a Small World After All or the Pirate Ride.
I was just
ride.
There yesterday.
Were you really just there yesterday?
Took what my kids. It was kind of like they kind of had a down kind of a week. So I'm like, I just cheer them up. So I took them to Disneyland, yeah.
That's nice of you. What a nice dad you are. That was very nice. Did you, any particular thing you guys always go on? Is there any favorite thing you guys do?
We like going there during the Christmas time because it's all decorated, kind of yeah. special. And between Halloween and Christmas, they have the Holiday Mansion up. So it's all geared up for Christmas. So that's kind of cool.
That's cool. All right. So anyway, this is what's taking place. So the disciples are having like a little like not getting along moment. Can you imagine 12 guys with no egos there? Anyway, so they're having this argument. And the argument's who's the greatest? Because like I said, no ego there. And so here's the argument. The argument's not, you know, man, the Lord's forgiven me so much, or the Lord's forgiven. It's who's the best? it's been going on for thousands of years, people. There's nothing new here. So a dispute also arose among them about who should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, referring to Jesus, the kings of the Gentiles dominate them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors, but it must not be like that among you. On the contrary, whoever is greatest among you must become like the youngest, and whoever leads like one serving. Now, if you've been listening to this show at any length at all, you know that I believe that leadership should be servant leadership as modeled by Jesus. Remember, Jesus got down on his knees and washed the disciples' feet. The Son of God, the living one, the Alpha and the Omega, washed the feet of his very disciples. Now, that tells you the heart and the passion and the compassion that Jesus had for humanity right there. So Jesus tells them, you know how you guys are all going around, like, who's the greatest, who's the greatest, who's the greatest? That's dumb. You should be saying, who amongst you is going to do the best to serve the best they can, to absolutely be a servant as opposed to one who's supposed to be leader-like? See, the idea of being a leader and then getting a badge for it or getting a trophy for it, that's contrary to Jesus. But Jesus said one other thing, and I'll do it in 2 minutes. Very, very cool. He said, it must not be that way among you. On the contrary, whoever is greatest among you must become like the youngest. Did you get that? Youngest. Let me give you five principles of the youngest. It'll take me 10 seconds or 60 seconds. All right, fine. 60 seconds to tell you five great principles about the youngest, what Jesus is talking about. You know what the youngest is in a family that's getting ready to get together and go do an event? You know what the youngest is? Eager. The youngest is always eager. So the question is, eager for what? What qualities go with that eagerness, that attitude of gratitude and commitment? What goes with that? Here it is. The youngest is eager to learn. When you stop learning, you're too smart for yourself. And you know what? You and I, we're not that smart. You know, you can meet a guy that's got 15 PhDs, and you can call him Dr. Fahrenheit because he's got so many degrees, but that does not make him smart. You know who's smart? The one who recognizes they ain't so smart. That's who's smart. Number two, the youngest. So it's the number one, the youngest is eager to learn. Number two, the youngest is eager to serve. Wants to prove and demonstrate that they're in it, that they're involved in it, committed to it. And it's not just being eager to learn, but it's being eager to serve, serving one another in whatever capacity. Well, somebody's got to clean the toilets. I'll do it. That attitude. That is what Jesus is talking about. The youngest is eager to grow, wants to develop, wants to gain from where they're at in their position. We should all understand that there's a long way to go and a long way to grow. But the youngest is also eager to help. How can I help? How can I participate? What can I do? You know, when your pastor gets up there and says, who's willing to serve in this capacity? And you go, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm too old, seasoned, wise. I'm too Christianized for that. Well, that might be true. You might be too Christianized, but that's not what Jesus wants. He wants you to be Jesus-ized. Got it? So get it right. Also, the youngest is eager to honor. And that's something that's sorely lacking in the church, a desire to honor. So being the youngest means you want to be eager to learn, serve, grow, help, and honor. How about that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM with Wheels, my good friend, in San Diego. We're coming right back, and man, do we got some stuff for you.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
'Tis the season to shop and dine at Old Town's Fiesta Del Reyes. Spend $20 in the 19 boutique gift shops and get $5 off at any of their three restaurants, Barber Bar, Saloon, Casa Del Reyes, or the Cosmopolitan Restaurant. Find details at FiestaDelReyes.com.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Shane and Phil. Hey, Christmas tour.
Christmas tour coming your way.
Maranatha Chapel in San Diego invites you to a very intimate Christmas concert when Phil Wickham joins Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th. And it's free. Yep, a free Christmas concert with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel. At 4 p.m. for a living nativity with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. This event is free. Join Maranatha Chapel and Shane with Phil Wickham on their 2013 Christmas tour on Sunday, December 15th. Go to maranathachapel.org for more details.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Made of silver, not of clay, yeah. Ooh, I've been running down this dusty road. Ooh, the wheel of the sky keeps on turning.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. The Wheel Song, just for our very own Wheels. Robo producer's name today being replaced by Wheels. That's why he did Wheels in the Sky. Wheel in the Sky. So how's it feel, Wheels? You went to Disneyland. You came back. Let's be honest. You have to be tired.
Very, very tired. The kids were actually complaining because they were asleep in the car. Oh, keep you up, Dad. 5 minutes they were out. But they were asleep, and I'd roll down the window. Dad, roll up. You need to roll up the window. It's waking me up. I'm like, good, because it's waking me up, too.
Yeah, you want to be awake when you're driving. I found that to be true often.
But I loved making the two-hour trip, especially after not being behind a wheel for, you know, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that's good because, yeah, you weren't driving for quite some time. We're going to do our sponsorship in a second, but I do want to verify everybody does not believe me when I tell them until they go to Disneyland. It is, in fact, true, is it not, that come 5 o'clock, no matter what's taking place at Disneyland, the streets drop a little lower and there's 3 inches of hoses that come out and it does nothing but pump cold air into Disneyland.
It was already cold and, yeah, about 5 o'clock, it got pretty frigid. So I think they were just trying to, you know, pump it up for all the extra hot chocolate sales they were trying to get.
They probably worked too. All right, this segment brought to you by our very good friend Eric Holloway, who was, by the way, here on Friday, and Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing has 20 years of experience. Now, we got to make a correction coming up here. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB. He's licensed and bonded in the roofing classifications. Apparently, there's 40 different classifications, everywhere from star mapping to plumbing to roofing. And so he's licensed and bonded in the roofing classification. So here's what we'd say about all those times we said that wrong. Oops. Anyway, also testimonials for people just like you and I. Here's the bottom line. New roof construction, old roof replacements or repairs. Excalibur Roofing's got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Did you feel the rain, folks? Man, it rained where we were like crazy. It was like crazy rain. So if you have any roofing questions, issues, whatever, it's a lot better to check it out beforehand as opposed to, as Eric said on Friday, have your wall fall down right on your big screen TV. That's a bad plan. Yeah, I go with that. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the place you want to go to get more information. 760-743-8803. Can't go wrong with Excalibur Roofing. Good, 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 good. Great interview, by the way, too. You did a great job.
Hey, you know why I couldn't get into the podcast just a second ago?
Why?
Because I tried to put your name in as David Spoon.
You know, I've been called David Stone before, but I've had people throw a stone before. But
I can't imagine why.
It's such a long list. Let me pull out my Word document because I got to keep going. There's no limit to those pages. Interesting stuff here. Now, I've got we're going to be doing a Bible Baloney beatdown at the top of the hour. For those that don't know what Bible Baloney beatdown is, we're going to play that before we actually do the Bible Baloney beatdown. And that's where I talk about certain things in the Bible that the people have been talking about and saying for years. This one's going to be about Satan. What? You can't do that. How could you? Satan. And you know what's really funny? And this isn't actually, it's not even that funny. Is the atheists were doing this big rally and this big thing. And they were saying there's no God. Listen to this. There's no heaven or hell, and there's no angels. What I found amazing about that protest is an actual national protest. You know what's amazing about that protest? They did not say there was no Satan, and they did not say there were no demons. That ought to tell you something right there.
Have fun with you when you see him for all eternity.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, this is for Christians who are entrepreneurial, suntan lotion is where you people ought to be thinking. Marshmallows, you know, s'mores, suntan lotion. Dave, it's not funny if somebody perishes. Hey, some people make the choice. You can't do anything about it. What do you want to do? Right? I mean, some people reject God. God gives them that right. And my best line I could use for any of them is, I'm sorry, God didn't choose you. Oh, what do you mean God didn't choose me? What do you mean God didn't choose me? I've had somebody say this to me on the phone. Listen here, you can't say that. Well, you wouldn't even tell me that God chooses? Let's see. Let's go back to the scripture. Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. Yes, God chooses. Well, that doesn't seem fair. Tough. Who are you to talk to God? Who said anybody's got to answer to you for righteousness? Your sense of righteousness means nothing to God. And I have people say that on the news all the time. Well, that doesn't seem fair. Who cares what you think? Who made you? Who made you God? Nobody. You're not God. You won't have a say in this. I love that people are like, no, it's injustice. But based on what? Your knowledge? That's why I don't put up with that stuff. What do you think of that? Wow, right? But I'm an equal opportunity offender, aren't I? I mean, I go after each group. And we're going to be talking about something in the next 3 or 4 weeks about Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act that people are going to freak out about. But let me tell you something right now that nobody's saying. I'm going to say it right now for the first time. I'm going to launch that. I talked to somebody in council about this recently. Ready? You know, people on the right and people on their left, they're both talking about Obamacare and the website and the healthcare plans and all this stuff, right? They're all full of it. Every one of them is lying through their teeth. Not one of them has gone through the process. None of them know. How about that? They're just talking. They're just talking about what they think is right. It's amazing. But here's my equal opportunity offensiveness.
Because I want to out. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Wait. Here's my equal opportunity offensiveness. Ready? Chris Matthews did something goofy again, which nobody's surprised about that. Come on. Who's surprised?
Chris Matthews goofy? What are you talking about, Dave?
I know. Hold on. My leg's tingling. So Chris Matthews gets into this thing, and he starts talking about Rick Santorum and Bill O'Reilly fighting Obamacare. Now, listen to this. Like Snoopy, listen, fighting the Red Dragon. Now, hold on.
Red Baron.
Stop. That's the right went with that and started attacking Chris Matthews for saying Red Dragon. And, because Wheels just told you, They're both like, what are you talking about? Dude sits on the little doghouse with the little pilot hat, right? Which is kind of cute, right? I mean, Charles Schultz made it cool. And the whole thing is about the Red Baron, not the Red Dragon. And there's the right slamming Chris Matthews for making a comparison of Snoopy and the Red Dragon. There's the left talking about Snoopy and the Red Dragon. And you're just sitting there going, it's impossible to believe that all of you are this daft. It's almost impossible to believe that you guys didn't read Peanuts, how Snoopy was fighting the Red Baron. How do you not know? And instantly, right, Wheels? Instantly you knew. Hey, that's the Red Baron, not the Red
Dragon.
Within
like 0.2 seconds.
Yeah, right. Was it? But here's the funny part. On the left and on the right, they're arguing about Snoopy and the Red Dragon.
Oh, this country's in great shape.
Oh my gosh. I'm beside myself on that one because it's neither the left nor the right in this case, folks. Both sides have lost their minds. It's Snoopy versus the Red Baron, okay? And I mean, the whole thing was the Red Baron. How could you come up with Red Dragon? You might as well just call them Red Lobster. It's Snoopy against the Red Lobster. I mean, look.
Enough of the seafood lover in him.
I'm telling you. I will say MSNBC did outdo themselves now because one of their people there is now saying that anybody who uses the word Obamacare is a racist. But do you know what they didn't say? They didn't say that that applies to President Obama, who calls it Obamacare more than he calls it the Affordable Care. It's like, come on, people. Is there nothing? Is it just like loony? It's like,
yes,
it's like loon. It's like everything's gone off
Loonville.
The deep. It's gone off the deep end. You might as well get a Netflix account and watch old Star Trek. You're so much better off because staying current with this stuff. Are you serious? Hey, it's Snoopy versus the Red Blob. Now, I'm curious because that's Jaws.
They've gone off the deep end.
Oh, I gotcha. I was trying to see where you're going with that.
And we're being eaten alive.
All right. We got to go? We probably got to go, huh? It's so bizarre, though, because you think, well, somebody will get it right. No. You know that maid in that one cartoon? No.
Yeah.
No. It's because it's like.
No, no.
No, no. Because it's like Snoopy and the Red Dragon. Oh, okay. You know why the left and the right can never get together? Because they can't even read a comic strip. I mean, seriously, it's not Snoopy and the Red Dragon. It's not Snoopy and the Red Lobster.
Leave it to Ted Cruz to read Green Eggs and Ham in front of Congress.
The only smart inputted piece of legislation that went on the record wasn't legislation. That was the only smart on the record statement they've made in a long time. Dr. Seuss. So I give Dr. Seuss a big thumbs up. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, about to blow a cork, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got a very, very good DDD. You don't want to miss it.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believes that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Find out how you can help at KPRZ.com and be a joy to a child this Christmas. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet.
KPRZ invites you to a free movie screening of A Miracle in Spanish Harlem on Thursday, December 12th at Digiplex in Mission Valley Hazard Center. A Miracle in Spanish Harlem is a story about love, faith, and redemption, starring one of Latin America's most acclaimed and popular film and telenovela actresses, Kate del Castillo as Eva. KPRZ's free movie screening is sponsored by Toys for Joy. RSVP to see A Miracle in Spanish Harlem and find out how you can help Toys for Joy at KPRZ.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience as we listen to a little bit of the theme of Bozo the Clown, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Most people are thinking that's got to be for Dave, right? Nope. Sorry. Sorry about that. This segment brought to you by our good friend Brian Holland and Zero Res. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals to sanitize your carpet. Leaves it soft, smelling fresh, and it dries quickly. Here's a couple of big keys. It's safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy users. And the cool thing about Zero Res, the techs know exactly what they're doing. It says prompt, polite, professional. You know what's cool? If you talk to these guys, they know exactly what's going on. They really know what they're doing. 858-486-4100 is the phone number. $99 special for two rooms. Plus, if you give a can of food to a local food bank, they'll do up to 10 feet of hallway for free. Yeah, it's Scout's honor. You got to be honest. That's right. That's why it's a Christian station. 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Keep in mind, they have the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. The biggest thing that I want to say about Zero Res is that's who me and the wife uses. That's who KPRZ uses. That's who KCBQ uses. Come on. That's pretty strong. Okay, so we don't want to dwell too much on the Bozo theme. We were sitting there trying to come up with a new word. We think we can call them debicans for Republicans and Democrats. You can kind of put those together. You just can't believe it. They're going to argue over Snoopy and the Red Dragon. I don't know what to say about that.
Shouldn't they be concentrating on fixing the country?
Yeah. No, I think they should argue about Snoopy and the Red Dragon. Now, if from a Christian point of view, if somebody goes, oh, don't forget the dragon. Believe me, I'm not going to forget the dragon. We talk about him when I do Bible Baloney Beatdown. But he's not red. The masquerades as an angel of light. I'm pretty sure the light that he's masquerading at is not Christmas lights. That's what I'm going to go with. Right? I get the stories. I get the illustrations. I get it. Not in the book. Oh, he's a nice shade of red. What? I don't think that dude's embarrassed about anything. So I'm going to go no. Is that all right? Cool. All right. We got a Rocky Bullwinkle. You want to do that? Can we do a little R&B?
Fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
There you go. By the way, I just got a text from the wife. She's in big trouble. Apparently, she's been doing yogurt in the afternoon. I got nothing for you. Okay. She's supposed to go rowing. I guess they did yoga or something. But to me, I don't do yogurt. They do yogurt. Yo, and then you go, you know, it's like yogurt. Okay, anyway, looking at today's Facebook post, a doozy. A doozy. Can I say doozy on the air? I don't know. I could say Edsel. John chapter 14, verse 26 is the Facebook post. Here's the passage. Here's the post. The passage, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you. Did you hear that verse? Let's do it again. Make sure you hear it. John 14, 26. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you. So the Holy Spirit, also called the Counselor, is sent by the Father in the name of the Son, specifically mostly outpouring after the glorification or after the ascension of Jesus Christ and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, as we see manifest in Acts chapter 2. Here's my dumb, simple question. Now, Robo Producer will verify this because he understands this. The Holy Spirit's called the Counselor in this passage. Here's the question. Ready? How's the counseling session going? Well, I mean, I'm just saying, right? If the Holy Spirit is the counselor and we're supposed to be interacting with the Holy Spirit, how's your counseling going? Isn't that a good one? They think that's like, And then you got people every day, they start swallowing all the letters. Because what we don't think of is the Holy Spirit as a counselor. What does a counselor do? I've gone to a counselor. Have you gone to a counselor before? I've gone to a counselor. I've gone to one counselor that said, get out. That was a good session. Anyway.
Have you really?
Yeah. Well, I've had that happen in college, too, though. I had one counselor literally, professor, I raised my hand, asked one question, and then she said, that's great, Mr. Spoon, get out of my class. Because I challenged her teaching. Why not? Why? I thought that higher education was supposed to be higher. I didn't think it was supposed to be copycat, stamp and pat. I don't think slavery was supposed to be cattle. She didn't appreciate that idea. Yeah, what do? You can only do what you can do, folks. You can only do the best you can do. Anyway, the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you. Here's my question to everybody. How's your counseling sessions going? Since he's the counselor given by the Father through the Son, how's it going? I'm assuming that you're having counseling sessions. If you're not, maybe you should read John 14, 26, because that passage would tell you should be some kind of session somewhere. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, Bible Baloney Beatdown, oh yeah.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.